o'clock, and you're listening to KBOO Portland, 90.7 FM. This KBOO program has been made possible in part by KBOO Foundation members and a grant from Radio Cab, serving the metro area since 1946 with service 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. Radio Cab offers airport service, wheelchair-accessible vans, and can be reached at 503-227-1212 or on the web at radiocab.net. Also, Portland's gay and lesbian community Yellow Pages, providing a wide array of gay-friendly business listings. More information at 503-230-7701 or www.pdxgayyellowpages.com. Stay tuned for Out Loud.
Good evening and welcome to Out Loud, KBOO's Queer News and Public Affairs Show. I'm Audra Robinson, and with me here tonight is Carla. We'd love to hear your comments, questions, and announcements of events. You can contact us at KBOOOutloud@yahoo.com or on the web or drop by KBOO at Southeast 8th. Tonight's guest is Ari from Breathe Free. First, these news items. The Queer Center, or the Q Center, Portland's GLBTQ Community Center, officially opens March 19th with a public open house. The opening is 3 years in the making after a survey of Portland's queer community yielded a positive response for the project. The Q Center plans to operate limited activities, events, and hours for the first 2 years of operation. The Q Center is located at 1028 Southeast Water Avenue, and the open house is 3 to 5 p.m. In other news, lesbian is crowned king. Jennifer Jones, the 21-year-old senior was at Hood College, was crowned homecoming king. I'm confused. At the private liberal arts college in Frederick, Maryland, Jones beat out three men for the honor. It was only the second annual homecoming for the school. The vote elicited much whining and hand-wringing by the men on campus. Men started attending Hood in 1971, but the school didn't become fully coeducational until 2003, when men were permitted to live on campus for the first time. Hood's student activities director said, "All the homecoming events will be reviewed and possibly changed." That would be a second rule change, presumably to prevent a woman's being elected king, after Jones unsuccessfully tried to get on the ballot last year. That's the news. Now this.
And this is Carla speaking, and welcome to Out Loud. Thank you for those news, you know, interesting articles, Ajua. We have with us a very important guest, Ari. Hello.
Hello, my name is Ari Sago, and I'm the program coordinator of Breathe Free, the Oregon LGBTQ Coalition Against Tobacco.
And I just want to acknowledge Ari's been on the show before, so welcome back.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
And tonight we're going to talk about a big event that's happening tomorrow evening, Wednesday, March 15th. Tell us what's going on, Ari.
Sure. Some of you might be aware that this week is LGBT Health Awareness Week. It's something that is recognized nationally, that was started by the National Coalition for LGBT Health. And you can find out more about that at lgbthealth.net. And there's a number of activities that have been going on in Oregon and in Multnomah County. One of them is tomorrow night, and it's called Smokeless, an LGBTQ community forum on smoking and secondhand smoke in bars. And what that means is that we're going to have some informational tabling by some community organizations that are relevant to LGBTQ health. And we're also going to have a facilitated discussion about smoking and secondhand smoke in bars. And what we really want with this discussion is to hear a range of different ideas and opinions about smoking and secondhand smoke at queer bars and at queer events. Because we want to know really what people think in our communities. Many of you might know that last November, Washington State just passed a comprehensive smoking ban. That has people talking in Oregon about what's going to happen here since we're surrounded by Washington and California, which both have comprehensive smoking bans. So that's one of the reasons for the discussion in our communities. And also, we just wanted to acknowledge the place that bars have had in our history.
Okay, what are some of the other things? Let's come back and talk about the smokeless event that's happening tomorrow night. But there was something else that happened locally.
I believe that you're referring to the proclamation that was announced by Maria Rojo de Steffi.
Yeah, it's actually, there's been a number of different activities that have happened related to LGBT Health Awareness Week. One of them is that the county commissioners in Multnomah County signed a proclamation declaring it LGBT Health Awareness Week this week in Multnomah County, which is great. That means that they support some health initiatives around LGBT health. And we don't have a copy of that proclamation here, but it was actually really well worded and recognized issues like high rates of suicide among LGBT youth. I don't know if you know this, but LGBT youth are 2 to 3 times higher, have a 2 to 3 times higher rate of attempted suicide than their straight peers, with some studies indicating that transgender youth have a rate of about 50% attempted suicide. So that statistic was included in the proclamation and is one of the reasons why, you know, many of us do the work that we do in supporting queer youth and also in supporting queer health.
Excellent. Well, I want to say thanks to Multnomah County for the proclamation. I think that's huge as well.
Yes, and also to Maria Rojo de Steffi for bringing that up before them.
Mm-hmm. Way to go. Thank you, Maria. And let's talk a little bit more about tomorrow night. So
sure.
Tomorrow,
I can also tell you about the other events that are happening.
Oh, sure. Let's do that.
So there's a whole list of things. I started actually last week. The Pride Center at Oregon State University in Corvallis had a day-long series of included workshops and discussions, and I took a couple of the youth who have been working with me doing a workshop around risk behaviors, queer youth risk behaviors. We've created a new workshop. We developed it for the Oregon Queer Youth Conference that happened on the 25th of February, and then we ran it again at Oregon State University for some folks at the Pride Center there, which if you have not had the chance to visit, you can look them up on the web. I don't know the website off the top of my head, but they have an amazing website, and they have a really great center. I mean, it's this beautiful house, and people come and hang out, and, you know, some people just come and hang out and have lunch. Some people come for counseling. Some people get resources there, and then we had our workshop there, and then a series of discussions that included things around gender advocacy on campus and a discussion with some of the leaders in the LGBTQ communities there. So that was a really great day of activities. Yesterday, the Multnomah County Health Department hosted a bunch of different organizations as a panel that went and talked in the county in the county building over on Hawthorne. And some of the organizations that were represented included Breathe Free, Cascade AIDS Project, the Trans Identity Resource Center, the Elder Resource Alliance, the Multnomah County Diversity and Quality Team, Multnomah County HIV and Hepatitis C Community Programs, the Q Center, Brother to Brother, SMRC, and also the Hamilton Project. So there were a number of different organizations that went to that. And also happening this week, on Wednesday and Friday for youth ages 23 and younger, SMRC will be hosting, the SMRC Resource Center has workshops that happen there, usually on drop-in days, like Wednesday and Friday. The center's open from from 4 to 9 on Wednesdays and from 4 to 11 on Fridays. And usually during the earlier parts of the day, we have some kind of workshops. And this week, all of our workshops are going to be health-related. So that will include things like yoga. There will be a workshop on healthy boundaries. There will be a workshop on risk behaviors. We're going to do our workshop again. We're going to view a movie that's related to smoking. There's a number of different things that are going to happen this week. So if your age is 23 and younger, you should check that out. And you can go to smyrc.org to find out information. That's smyrc.org. And then OSU is going to have a panel on Thursday. One other thing that I would like to talk about is that the there's a new men's wellness center that's opening up, and they're having their opening event tomorrow night. And I can tell you about that in a moment.
Okay.
Well, I just want to remind our listeners that they're listening to Out Loud, KBU's Queer News and Public Affairs show, and our guest with us tonight is Ari from Breathe Free.
Yes. So the Men's Wellness Center is brand new. It's going to be at 928 Southwest Stark Street. So it's right down near where all the bars are on the west side. And tomorrow night from 6 to 8 p.m., they're going to have an opening. And I'll read to you what it says on their flyer. It says, "What might keep you from getting tested for syphilis and other STDs? Do you know what to get tested for, where, why, and how often? What happens when you test positive for an STD? Come participate in discussion, enjoy delicious hors d'oeuvres and beverages, and see the new Men's Wellness Center." And that's Thursday, that's tomorrow, March 16th from 6 to 8 p.m. If you're interested, you should RSVP to cityguys@cascadeaids.org. And let them know that you're going to come. And it looks like it's going to be a great project, and it'll be a fun event.
Well, thanks for letting us know about that. And we'll be sure to keep their information handy, so maybe we can extend an invitation to them to come on the show in the future.
Yeah.
Okay. I also want to share with people the website. So we've been talking about these different events that are honoring National LGBT Health Awareness Week, and I thought the website had a vast amount of information on it. It's www.lgbthealth.net. The theme for this year's Health Awareness Week is Own Your Health, Get Checked Out. It talks all about empowering individuals to be responsible for your health and be aware of the different things that can affect your health. And I really appreciated the section, different topics we all should talk about with our healthcare providers. And then there's a whole other section on the website talking about how healthcare providers can be more welcoming and inclusive to the different aspects of the queer community. So I thought that was a great website. People should check it out if they're interested.
Great.
So tomorrow here in Portland, it starts at 6 p.m., is this smokeless event. So the first part of the event is going to be the informational tabling and community forum?
Yeah, the information tabling, that'll be going on all night. The doors will open for the event at 6 o'clock. We are going to have food there and coffee and snacks. So definitely, you know, don't feel like hunger should keep you awake because there'll be food. And then we're going to have a discussion that's facilitated. We've brought in a couple of really skilled facilitators from the county, and they're going to create this space for this discussion. And one of the things that we really wanted is to create a space where people will feel comfortable expressing a range of opinions. I know that definitely there is a level of defensiveness that happens in our community and in many communities when you start talking about smoking and tobacco prevention and smoke-free laws. But the reality is that statistically speaking, most queer people have smoked in our lifetimes, and many of us are still smokers. In fact, I'm not sure if you had read about this in Just Out, but the state of Oregon just did research and found that LGB adults smoke at about twice the rate of heterosexuals in Oregon. Among gay men, it was found that 44% smoke, and that's one of the highest minority group rates. Actually, the only minority group that smokes at a higher rate than gay men in Oregon is American Indian women. So, you know, we're right up there. And, you know, 44.4%, that's almost half of all gay men in Oregon smoke.
Mm-hmm.
Currently, we don't have any data in the state of Oregon that is inclusive of transgender people, but research that's been done in other places suggests that transgender people are at the highest risk among all LGBTQ populations for smoking and for other risk behaviors. So what that means is that if gay men in Oregon smoke at 44.4%, you know, it's possible that transgender people smoke at an even higher rate.
Mm-hmm.
So that's one thing I just want to bring into the discussion, which is that, you know, this isn't about shaming people. This isn't about pointing fingers at people. You know, what we really want to do is just have this discussion in our community and talk about some options that are really good for us. I mean, you know, many of you who go out to some of the bars know that there are different options that some places have put into effect. Like, for example, the Holocene has a smoking room that's covered by plastic. And so most of the space of the Holocene doesn't actually have a lot of smoke in it. There's also Crush, which has a smoking side and a non-smoking side. So those are some of the options that have been created in Portland in our communities. And then there's also event planners that are working on creating smoke-free events at bars that are usually very smoky.
Mm-hmm.
So one of those, for example, is puppet-created swine, which is a night that happens some Saturdays at Porky's Pub on Lombard. And some of you will know that pub because that's where Booty happens every Thursday, which is a really popular weekly queer night, but it's very, very smoky usually.
And later in our announcements, we're going to talk more about the Booty events. Actually, I found an announcement saying they're going smoke-free starting April 13th.
That's actually what I've heard.
Mm-hmm.
So congratulations to them and congratulations to us.
Mm-hmm.
It provides another venue to go. And hopefully, you know, it won't create a rift in the community, but it will create more of a space for conversation about why we should create smoke-free events or why we might consider that.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So that's part of the idea of the event, is just to have this conversation, to get people with a range of ideas. And I know that there's a range of opinions in our community. There's definitely people who are totally anti-tobacco, who are totally don't want to breathe secondhand smoke, who get sick from it. There's a lot of people who don't go out to events because of the smokiness. And then on the other hand, there's a lot of people who feel really threatened by the idea of places going smoke-free because they feel like they won't have a place to go and feel comfortable and be able to just hang out and relax and smoke cigarettes if they want to. So there's a range of opinions that people have, and I really just want to have that perspective. And another exciting thing that's going to happen at the event is that M. Brownlow, who some of you might know from The Swallows, is going to perform, as well as Ashley Flynn. So there'll be some music, there'll be some conversation, there'll be some snacks, and hopefully you all will come. It's going to be at Studio 1050, which is right near where the new Q Center will be. Studio 1050 is located at 1050 1050 Southeast Water Street. And if you know where Lippman Company is, it's on Water Street behind Lippman Company. And it's a beautiful space. It's got wooden floors and nice lighting and stuff like that. So it'll be a nice, relaxing place to hang out. And you should come hang out with us.
And it is an all-ages event,
I believe? It is an all-ages event, yes.
Okay, great. So again, that's tomorrow, Wednesday, March 15th, 6 p.m. About what time do the show start? The entertainment section.
Well, the discussion is going to happen close to 7 p.m., and that'll be last for about 2 hours, and then the performances will start at around 9, and we're really hoping that people will come to both so that some people who might come just to a discussion but not necessarily to the performance will stay for the performance, and some people who might be attracted to coming just to the performance will come early and be a part of the discussion.
Okay, great. So if people have any questions or if people want to get involved, maybe not just for the event tomorrow, but if people want to participate and breathe free, how can people go about doing that?
Sure. There are a number of different activities that we do in Breathe Free, so it depends on what their interest is. One way to find us is to go to smrc.org and click on the link for tobacco prevention, and you will find my contact information there. And there's a number of things that we do. One of the things that we do is community education. So I was talking about how some of the SMRC youth and SMRC adult volunteers and staff have been working to expand our Bridge 13 community education program to include workshops related to LGBTQ youth risk behaviors. We want to create more and more workshops that are specific to healthcare and barriers to healthcare. Like you were talking about how on LGBT HealthNet, there is information about reducing your own barriers, so acting as an advocate for yourself. But we also know that that can be really hard sometimes to be in a situation where you're there, you're getting health care, you might be in pain, you might be uncomfortable, and then all of a sudden, you know, your provider is, you know, saying things that might be either insensitive or that just don't recognize differences that we have in our cultures and among the LGBTQ communities. And so what we want to do is be able to educate people so that we don't have to educate our own providers. So that's one thing you can get involved in. The next event that we will be preparing for is for Pride in June, and we're going to be discussing, probably starting in April, what we'll be doing for that. If you're interested in that, we need folks who want to write for our newsletter, who might want to do some website development, who might want to do research in our communities. There's a whole range of things that you can do. And so if you want to find out or contact me to talk to me about that, you can go to smrc.org or you can call me at 503-784-5813. And my name is Ari Zago. The other thing is that we offer internships, and that can be useful for folks that are looking to get course credit, whether, you know, at some of the community colleges or PSU or UP. And so if you have an interest in doing something around LGBT health, or tobacco specifically, then that could be a possibility to get some college credit for working with us.
Do you have any MSWs on staff?
Oh, well, we can talk about smirking and staff. That's a great question. One of the things that's and always an issue at SMRC and that will be coming up is the issue of funding and staffing. And some of you might know that the budget hearings are going to be coming up in May. And SMRC is currently wondering where we're going to get our funding. And I will get to the answer to your question, but we're currently wondering where we're going to get our funding to continue the operation of our resource center, which is what I was saying is open 2 days a week.
Is the funding through state totally right now?
Currently, the resource center itself is funded mostly through Multnomah County, through one of their programs, and then also from some other grants. We get grants like from the United Way and Equity Foundation, from private donors. And you can look up some of that information on the website. But one of the things that we're afraid of is the budget cuts that might happen coming down the pike. So to answer your question about MSWs, our supervisor, the supervisor of all the SMRC programs, Jonathan Weedman, has an LCSW. And we currently have an intern who is also providing free counseling. Jonathan provides free counseling for youth ages 17 and younger. And then we have an intern that provides free counseling for some of the older youth. And then our intern from last year who finished her internship is also there. So we have two interns and that are at the master's level. And then the actual resource center is staffed by one person at three-quarters time. And an AmeriCorps volunteer and an undergraduate social work intern from UP, and adult volunteers. So that's something that is really important to acknowledge. And I know I'm getting off the topic of the smokeless event, but that, you know, SMRC runs 2 days a week. We're open. We serve 1,000 unduplicated youth per year. Since July, there have been 4,000 visits. That means that, you know, I don't know how many unduplicated youth that is, but, you know, there have been 4,000 times that somebody has come to SMRC. And so, you know, whether that means that somebody's come like 50 times and then one person came one time, like that all gets counted in there. We provide a range of services, including skills building workshops, also counseling, like I was just talking about, and, you know, resources for substance abuse treatment and housing and stuff like that. And really, like I was saying earlier, queer youth have a 2 to 3 times higher rate of suicide attempts than their straight peers. And we definitely see that at SMRC, where some of what the staff there are doing is suicide interventions. There have been times when the SMRC staff have done up to 24 suicide interventions in a month. And we're only open 2 days a week. Okay, so that's like serious. It's a serious, we are providing a life-saving service in Multnomah County, and for queer youth. And whether you think about that as direct life-saving, which is suicide intervention, or longer term when you're talking about STD prevention, when you're talking about, we have, you know, free HIV testing and counseling 2 times a month, every first and third Friday for youth, or things like the tobacco prevention program, where really what we're doing is we're saving queer lives.
Way to go. I love SMRC. And that website is smyrc.org for people that don't know or want more information on what SMRC is doing. We need to wrap up our discussion with Ari today, but I want to say thank you so much for coming back to the Out Loud Show, Ari.
Thank you so much for having me. It's always great to be here.
Okay, and I want to let our listeners know the event tomorrow night is called Smokeless, and it's happening starting at 6 p.m. until the entertainment's over. It's happening at Studio 1050, which is located at 1050 Southeast Water Street. It's an all-ages event. If you want to talk to Ari about this or future events or how to get involved with Breathe Free, please give her a call at 503-784-5813. So thanks again for coming on to the Out Loud Show.
Thank you, and have a great Health Awareness Week.
All right. So now Ajua and I have some announcements to share.
Okay. You can join other trans-identified people in a safe and supportive place to experience coming into your body through yoga. All shapes, sizes, abilities, and levels of experience are encouraged to attend. The classes are free of charge, Saturdays at 2 at the YWCA Counseling Center.
Out Dancing celebrates its 11th anniversary this month. Out Dancing provides dance instruction for the GLBT community and their friends. Same-sex partners, as well as their straight allies, can learn how to dance in a safe and friendly atmosphere. Out Dancing offers a variety of group lessons. They also have monthly dance party, and they hold an annual New Year's Eve ball. Every Friday at 7 p.m., beginner level 1 lessons get started. And then at 8 p.m., again on Friday, beginner level 2 lessons begin. Classes are held at the Acme Street Studio, located on the southeast corner at the intersection of Southeast 9th and Southeast Acme Streets. If you need more information, please contact them via email at out_dancing@yahoo.com, or you can call them at 503-236-5129.
Portland's Queer Party for the Pirate Corps is turning 2 this April. Quite likely Portland's longest-running queer night. Booty is still running strong. You can enjoy guest DJs every week and the special events on First Thursdays keep local pirates wanting more. Of special note, Booty will be going smoke-free starting April 13th.
Woo-hoo.
Booty happens every Thursday night at Porky's Pub, located at 835 North Lombard, from 9 to late.
Are you ready for the Day of Silence Night of Noise event? It's happening in April. Planning events are already underway. Contact www.dayofsilence.org to get involved.
On Wednesday, April 12th, the Nike GLBT and Friends Employee Network is sponsoring its third annual Career Day. This is an all-day event featuring speakers, tours, job shadows, and lunch for 45 Oregon and Southwest Washington high school students. Registration is limited and available on a first-come, first-served basis. Register as soon as you can if you are interested. High school student, send your name, high school you attend, grade, address, phone number, and email to larrysmithglisson@aol.com. And that's all we have for tonight. This has been Out Loud, KBOOS Queer News and Public Affairs Show. Thanks for listening. Join us again in 2 weeks. And until then, stay proud and live out loud.